Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom at the Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, Minnesota.
Hello, my name is Brianna Gauthier, reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom. This is our Roosevelt Elementary Phonology Report for Tuesday, February 28, 2017. There are three swans swimming on Silver Lake. They even got their picture in the newspaper. Nathan had noticed that the sun is rising earlier and pussy willows are starting to dot the branches, and they kind of look like popcorn from far away. Pine grosbeaks and yellow finches are common this week at our bird feeders. Gabby was sitting in her school bus seat eating crackers when she looked out the window and saw a huge black raven sitting in a tree watching her eat the crackers as the bus rolled by. Mason and his family went winter camping on the Kuwishwee River last weekend. He reports that he saw two shooting stars, heard wolves howling all night, had a red squirrel chew through a couple of bungee cords that held their gear together, and observed that the fresh snow that fell was soft and fluffy. If you go into the woods north of Virginia, you can either ski on the crusty snow or walk right on top of it. Matthias observed that the crab apple tree in his yard had shriveled crab apples attached only where the deer can't reach them. Ashley reports that when she looked at the trees one day by her house, one snowy day, they looked like giants with snow on their outstretched arms. Haley counted 22 crows sitting in a tree by her house, and kids in my class report seeing them on the sides of Highway 53 as they ride the school bus home. After school last Wednesday, Sophie saw something she was wondering about. She went outdoor 5 when school ended, and above 20 feet above her head, she saw hundreds of dark moths. She doesn't know if that's what they were, but altogether they looked like a kaleidoscope. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Brianna, you did a wonderful job. I love that. Very well done. And as for Sophie and the moths, wow, I don't know where door number 5 is. Maybe it's on the sunny side of the building. Maybe it was a spot where the sun shone on the building and warmed it up enough to get these moths out flying. There are moths that come out typically this time of year, maybe just a little bit later if you get some really warm weather. And they can flutter about, they shiver a bit, and then they get their body temperature up, and maybe with the help of some sun on them, they were warmed up enough to fly. They will be able to probably roost again and cool off and not freeze and come out again. So maybe Sophie or someone else will have a chance to see them again in the near future.